listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 17. Today I'm diving into something that many of us are guilty of, and sometimes before we even get out of the bed. It's called doom scrolling. So I'm going to be covering what exactly is doom scrolling and why do we do it even when we know it's not good for us. And how does the constant influx of breaking news, especially from platforms like TikTok, impact our mental health, especially when it feels like the world is falling apart every single hour? So let's start with the basics. Doom scrolling, also known as doom surfing, is the act of continuously consuming negative news online, often for long periods. It's when you start scrolling through one story or about a tragedy or a crisis, and then another one pops up and another. And before you know it, an hour has passed and your anxiety is through the roof. The term gained popularity during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, when people were glued to their phones trying to make sense of the chaos. But doom scrolling isn't new. It's just more intense and accessible now. So why do we do it? Well, our brains are wired for negativity bias. We pay more attention to danger because evolutionary, it helped people to survive. Uncertainty brings anxiety, and scrolling becomes a way to search for control or answers. And then there's a subconscious belief that if we know more, we can prepare more. But often this backfires. So here's a real life example. You tell yourself, I'm just going to check Twitter for a minute. And 45 minutes later, you're deep into posts about political unrest, climate disasters, controversial hot takes. And now you're overwhelmed, hopeless, and exhausted, but still scrolling. So let's talk about TikTok. And TikTok has revolutionized how we consume information. With short-form content and powerful algorithms, it delivers what we want, or what we think we want, almost instantly. One of the rising trends is the political commentary and real-life news analysis from content creators. A prime example is someone who I'm not going to name, but they are a lawyer and a TikTok creator who became well known for rapid-fire breaking news videos about U.S. politics, international affairs, and crises. Now, to be clear, this is not about calling out anyone, but examining a pattern. Creators like this often post multiple times a day, using urgent language like breaking news in all caps. Videos are fast, emotionally charged, and often simplified for easy consumption. And while informative, this style can lead to a cycle of emotional whiplash, where you're constantly jolted by dramatic updates with little time to process. Now, you're probably wondering, why is this problematic? Well, to start, there's little context or nuance. You get headlines without depth. The constant urgency creates a false sense of emergency. It reinforces a loop. The more we view, the more the algorithm feeds us, and the more anxious we feel. The impact is that we begin internalizing the anxiety of the news cycle. TikTok becomes less of a distraction and more of a delivery of a system for panic. So how does doom scrolling actually affect our mental health? Well, there's increased anxiety. Your nervous system reacts to perceived danger. And when you're flooded with disturbing headlines, your body responds as if the danger is happening to you now. Adrenaline spikes, and cortisol rises. Depressive symptoms. Constant exposure to suffering can create a sense of hopelessness. You start to believe that the world is falling apart and that there's nothing you can do. Sleep disruption. Scrolling before bed is especially harmful. The blue light disrupts your melatonin production, and the content keeps your mind alert or distressed. Disassociation or desensitization. The more you scroll, the more you may emotionally detach from what you're seeing. You feel numb, or worse, you stop caring. And then there's reduced productivity. After doom scrolling session, it's hard to focus. Your cognitive load is high, and you're tired, and your motivation drops. So I'm going to share more in the next segment. Now let's go deeper. What keeps us scrolling even when we know it's harming us, right? There are psychological drivers behind this. The first one is intermittent reinforcement. Sometimes you find something useful or important. That occasional payoff keeps you coming back like a slot machine. Then there's fear of missing out. What if something huge happens and you miss it? Identity and validation. We align ourselves with causes and political views. Sharing and reacting to content becomes part of how we express ourselves. And disassociation. Sometimes it's a way to escape our current reality, but we replace one stressor with another. And now that I've explored why and the effects, let's talk about some solutions. First, you can set boundaries with news consumption. Schedule check-ins. For example, 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening. And also follow credible sources that give context, not just sensationalism. Next is to create tech-free zones. No phones in beds, charge across the room, and try using an actual alarm clock to avoid morning doom scrolling. And of course, one of my favorites, practice grounding techniques. Use deep breathing after reading the news. Journal what you can control and what you can't. And be mindful about who you follow. Unfollow or mute accounts that make you feel constantly anxious. Diversify your feed. Mix in joy, art, and nature. And replace scrolling with intention. Read a book, go for a walk, or listen to a great podcast like this one. So let's be real. We live in a time where the world feels heavy. There's a lot happening politically, socially, economically, and environmentally. Staying informed is important, but there's a line between awareness and overwhelm. Ask yourself, is this helping me stay engaged or keeping me stuck in fear? Am I taking in this information or is it taking me? Remember, you can be informed without being inundated. As a licensed mental health professional, I want to remind you that your nervous system deserves peace. You don't need to carry the weight of the world alone or every single hour of the day. If today's episode resonated with you, share it with someone who can use a gentle reminder to unplug. Let's break the cycle of doom scrolling together. Choose a mindful media, meaningful action, and mental wellness. Until next time, be well, be intentional, and be positive. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.